Here I'm in the heart of Beijing and diving into this year's two sessions with a new lens. Look, this is the Great Hall of the People where the two sessions unfold. So we've done something pretty cool here. We've used an AI tool to sift through over 60,000 reports from major media outlets about these annual sessions over the last decade. What's the buzz? We can't just skip over the Chinese economy.
It's a topic that always gets a lot of attention. China's GDP has grown exponentially over the past decades, reflected in increasing media coverage.
In 2018, the digital economy was a key topic, but by 2019, the focus shifted to the trade war. Fast forwarding to 2023, growth has become the keyword. As conflicts stir the world, many look to China for inspiration and stability. This year, China has set its 2024 economic growth target as 5% in the government work report. Despite negative Western forecasts, China responds with solid figures.
One of the most highlighted topics in foreign media is the environment. The coverage of environmental pollution began increasing in 2015, peaking in 2017, followed by a steady decline. But then, in 2021, we saw a big comeback. A smoggy day in Beijing during the meetings caused a spike in weather-related reports. What has notably increased is the media coverage of China's transition to green energy. From virtually zero, the number of reports has surged to hundreds. In 2021 alone, the coverage on green energy surpassed the total number of reports on air pollution over the past decade.
哎，姑娘，你这个镜子是怎么回事啊？
对，你好，我在研究这北京天气呢。哎，你来公园锻炼来着？对，
北京空气最近怎么样啊？北京空气呢，这些年呢，有了巨大的改善。像今天这样好的一个天气，我们经常可以遇到。
今年这个春节，就觉得感觉的特有新气象，在这个我们这公园里头，比以前好多了，老百姓在心里头都有数，非常的高兴。
Ecologicalization is the basic requirement for our country. We do it, not only talking. So that's different than Germany and the UK.
In our analysis, we found that a popular group of interviewees for major news media includes Beijing residents, such as people living in hutongs and the elderly.
我们中国经济一定要抓住市场经济和法治。如果我们把这两大决定性的因素落实到实处，那么我们中国的经济未来可以再创辉煌。
China can offer to the world the stability. And the way you talk about diplomacy, it's about peace, win-win. For me, democracy is a process, not a concept. In China, I see the process, okay? Not the show.